I find with most people, the first thing I have to do is convince them that they have a good story. Most people tend to think that unless they've, you know, rescued a five-year-old from a raging river or faced down an angry hippo, they don't have a good story to tell. So the first thing I do with people is to teach them how to recognize how many stories they have in their everyday life and how the everyday life stories tend to actually be more resonant with audiences than the story about the time you, you know, jumped your car over a cliff or did some amazing feat.
And then how does that process go from there? Does it go from in terms of, you know, how to properly deliver a line or how to, you know, structure or set up a story or a line?
Well, I fundamentally believe that every story is really about 5 seconds of a person's life, that when you whittle it down to its essence, every story is an attempt by a storyteller to reveal about 5 to 10 seconds of their lives. And once you find that moment, you know, that gut-wrenching or that moment of realization, and you sort of identify it and polish it off and acknowledge that this is the 5 seconds that I'm really seeking, then the job of the storyteller is to find all the material that brings that 5 seconds to the best light possible. So once I'm working with someone and they can really identify that key moment, the job gets much easier because stories tend to be about 80% before that 5 seconds and about 20% after that 5 seconds. So everything serves the story is what I say.
Where do you suggest, you know, someone looks for a story, someone can find something that somebody else would find interesting?
At the end of every day, at 10:45, before I go to bed, I sit down for 5 minutes and I ask myself, if I had to tell a 5-minute story from something that has happened in my day today, what would that story be? And I force myself to find something in the day. And most days, there isn't a good story in your day. And especially in the beginning when people aren't sort of thinking through story, as my wife says. She says, I see my life through story now. In the beginning, you don't find very much, but it's a process that you begin. And then you start to discover that these little moments are happening in your day that mean a lot to you, that sort of go by unnoticed and forgotten and, you know, unused, sort of. And so every day I write down whatever that story would have been. I have a database, actually, of these stories. And, you know, once or twice a week, something happens that I think to myself, I could fashion that into a story. And so that's what I try to get people to do, is to start thinking about every day of their life. And then when you do that, the other thing that happens is doors open up to your past in ways you would never expect. So thinking about something that happened to me with my daughter today reminds me that something similar happened when I was a child. And now suddenly I have two stories.
And then what are some of the reasons you find for why people attend these storytelling workshops or why they really want to be able to tell a good story?
That's the best part. I meet people for so many reasons. I've had two grandfathers come through my workshops. Both of them came through because their grandchildren wouldn't listen to them and they had stories to share from the family and they were worried that those stories were going to die with them if they didn't figure out a way to get kids to listen to what they had to say. I had a woman who took a workshop because at lunchtime at her place of work, everyone sits around a table together and no one would ever listen to her. She would try to sort of tell them something that happened from her day and she was being ignored. So she took the workshop in hopes of being able to get people's attention. I've had attorneys take my workshops because they want to tell better stories in the courtroom. I've had college professors because they want to incorporate storytelling into their teaching. I had a sex therapist take it because she wanted to be able to tell stories in a way that would convey information without making people feel uncomfortable. So the reasons they take the classes are just so varied, and it always makes me smile when I hear why someone is sitting in front of me wanting to learn how to tell stories. And then the best part is every one of them, almost to a person, tells me, I don't want to get on the stage. I'm just here to learn how to, you know, get my family to listen to me. And invariably, these people all end up on stage eventually telling stories for me because the stage becomes this draw for them.